The City of London has a new mayor today. Sadiq Khan represents the Labour Party, is a 45-year-old son of a bus driver and a Muslim, one of the more than a million in the city of 8 million. Khan is the city's first Muslim mayor. He defeated conservative Zach Goldsmith, the son of a billionaire, in a campaign full of contradictions about the future of the city and the future of the UK. Joe Tymon is head of political and social research at YouGov, a market research company.
In previous mayoral elections in London, we've had really what could be described as larger-than-life candidates running for election, people who we referred to as Boris and Ken. They were so important they didn't even need surnames. Sadiq Khan and Zach Goldsmith, representing the Labour Party and the Conservative Party, with the best will in the world, are not in the same class, in the same league as those people, who were, it's fair to say, outliers. Instead, what we're seeing is people voting along political lines. And so if you're a Labour supporter generally, you're going to vote for Sadiq. If you're a Conservative supporter, you're going to vote for Zach. Now, this is a problem if you're Zach Goldsmith, because Labour really dominate in London. It's a pro-Labour city, and it's becoming more so in light of the recent general election. And so any Conservative candidate has to overperform compared to their party. And Zach Goldsmith, it appears, is just not been able to do that.
And the character of this campaign has brought up some issues that normally aren't spoken about in London. And as much as London is a Labour city, it's had to re-examine whether it's a city with a Muslim mayor.
That's right. The issue of Sadiq Khan's ethnicity is something that's been around since, indeed, the Labour Party itself was deciding on a candidate. And it was expected that whoever won the Labour candidacy would be in the strongest position, would be the favourite to take the mayoralty. So when it was a Muslim candidate that was selected, that's when the discussions really started to heat up. They've picked up pace in the last 7 days as Zach Goldsmith has published pieces in newspapers and done interviews, making a more overt link with Sadiq Khan's Muslim background, his faith, and then his potential to be suitable to be a London mayor.
But is Goldsmith onto something in the sense that there is a worry? There are fears of, the 7/7 terrorist links and the idea that London is a place where you go to become radicalized?
If that is the case, it's not happening in anything like the kind of numbers that it would need to happen to actually change the overall result. In terms of our long-term trends in the polls that we've been running now for a number of weeks, it doesn't seem to be showing a significant shift, and certainly not the kind of shift that would be required for Zach Goldsmith to win. And so, yes, while a small number of people may be concerned about this, and they may be concerned enough to change their vote or to decide not to support Sadiq in one way or another, it doesn't seem to be affecting large numbers.
I think the sophistication of London is clear in this selection by the Labour Party of Sadiq Khan. Where does Sadiq Khan stand, though, on Brexit, on the European Union?
Oh, well, here's where it gets really interesting, because all this discussion about the London mayor and indeed the other elections that are taking place in Britain at the moment is all really a sideshow. This has all been a distraction from the main event, the EU referendum that's taking place next month. And you see, that was a dividing line in the London mayoral contest. Sadiq Khan was a strong supporter of staying in, which is in line with most of the people in London. Around about 70 to 75% of people in London support staying in the European Union. And so he was very much in line with public opinion on that. Zach Goldsmith, on the other hand, was in a difficult position. For a start, going back to the early 90s, Zach Goldsmith's father, James Goldsmith, actually started a political party to campaign to leave Europe. And so he has definitely historical genetic baggage in that respect. But more recently, he's been an advocate for leaving, in contrast to public opinion in London. So they divided very clearly along those lines. And that, I think, was damaging for Zach.
Joe Tymon, head of political and social research at YouGov, a political market research company. Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.